for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Sunday morning, February the 19th, 2017. Carla B. Todd is the speaker of the morning, teaching on Who You Are in Christ. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
So did anybody know what shape I was in? But I was dying. I was dying. And so I said every day, I cried like that. It was uncontrollable. I couldn't control it anymore. Then it got to where I couldn't control it. Nope. It controlled me. And I just cried all the time. And he said, how often do you cry like this? Do you know why you cry? I said, then I was like, give me another problem. I had to figure it out. Why? I don't even know why. I know I'm really sad. Why am I sad? All these questions were just, I was so tormented. And then one day, I understood it. I thought, oh, my goodness. I told the psychiatrist, couldn't wait to get there next time. I know why I cry. Why? I said, because the person I've always known myself to be, happy-go-lucky Carla, the one who was the life of the party and loved the laugh and, you know, all that, she doesn't exist anymore. And I don't know who I am. That's scary. I don't know who I am. I have not a clue. So I started praying, Lord, I need to know who I am. I need to know why am I here. That was my question. And if you want to know who you are, ask Him. Because He wants you to know who you are. To Him, in His plan. He wants you to know that. You got to know it. Okay. I'm going to read you some scriptures now. Lord, please don't let me erase this before I can read this. I'm getting better about this. Okay. I think I'll end it. Okay. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For He hath made Him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The righteousness of God. That's your breastplate of righteousness, Jesus is. Okay. John 1:12. But as many as received Him, have you received Him?
Yes.
Okay. If there's nobody here who's never received Him, you need to receive Him this morning, if necessary. To them, okay, to y'all, us, gave He power, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Do you believe on His name? He said, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, He does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father. This is, you know what, I've got the scripture numbers down, but not the book. I believe this is John 17. Believe me, Jesus said, believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else, believe me, for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth, this is John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, do you believe on Him?
Yes.
The works that I do, Jesus said, shall you do also. And greater works than these shall he do, or you do, because I go unto my Father. See, when Jesus was here, He did the works. And then He gave the power to His disciples. And then He gave it to 70. And I think there might have been 120 that He gave it to, too. I'm not sure. But anyway, He gave them power. And then he had to go because there were many more that he needed to give power to. So he went there so that everyone who believed on him, he would come and dwell in you. Now we've got many, don't take this the wrong way, I'm not being irreverent, Jesuses on the earth. Jesus had to go so he could send himself into us that we could continue the work that he did. That his commission to us was to preach the gospel, cleanse the lepers, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. That's our commission. Same for us as for the disciples. Okay? Wow, I don't have this. It'll come to me. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw the stone that was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way and tell his disciples, I hope I'm getting to somewhere, because this is not ringing a bell. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, there you shall see him. And he said unto you, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Okay, this is in Mark 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth, do you believe?
Yes.
And is baptized. Have you been baptized?
Yes.
You know, water baptism is important. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been baptized, you need to be baptized. But he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's, if you're a believer, that's what you would be doing, and those signs would follow after you. Now, when I first started stepping out in this, I would tremble. I was so afraid I'd do it wrong. I was so afraid, Lord, am I doing this in the spirit? Am I doing it in the flesh? People would say that to me. Well, did you go in the spirit or did you go in the flesh? I don't know. God just, I just felt like God wanted me to go, and I went. You know? I looked in the Bible. Lord, where's the answer to that? And I found it. Jesus had compassion on the people, and he would pray for them. Well, I would have, if the situation came to me and I had compassion in that area, I was moved to go because of what the Word said. And being afraid that I was going to do it wrong and everything until God showed me these scriptures that I'm going to give them to you to give you that shortcut that you don't have to tremble when you go. Verse 20, this is Mark 16, verse 20. Okay, God told them to do those, Jesus said to do those things, and they went. They went forth. They obeyed. And preached everywhere. The Lord working with and confirming the word with signs following. That's what it says, amen. That's what I learned. When you obey the word of God, when you do what he says, the anointing is there to meet you because he will be there working with you with some following. Isn't that awesome? I don't tremble anymore because all I have to do is obey. That's really all we're called to do is obey. If you love him, you will obey. When you obey, he'll also work with you. Now this is John 17. Jesus says, verse 18, as thou has sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word, the disciple. Have you believed?
Yes.
Through the word of somebody else. You hear the preaching, you get saved. You believe on Jesus, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, Jesus is talking to the Father, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may be one also, may be one in us, God and Jesus, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. You know, people say, you better not take his glory. Guess what? He gave it to us. He gave it to us. We are to be a demonstration of his glory. That they may be one even as we are one. Jesus says, I in them, and thou in him, Jesus, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. See, if you have believed on Jesus Christ, God loves you just like he loves Jesus. You gotta know that. You gotta know it. He's your Heavenly Father. And Jesus, when he was baptized, the Holy Ghost descended from heaven. It says, y'all go read this in Luke 3, I think it's 22, but it says, he descended in a bodily form. The Holy Ghost, a bodily form. It was, they could see it. They saw the Holy Ghost. It wasn't a bird, by the way. No. The Holy Ghost descended like a dove in the air without help. That's all the dove meant. It was a reference. The dove didn't deliver the Holy Ghost to Jesus. The bird had nothing to do. Probably wasn't even a bird there. You know, it's kind of like when Jesus took several of them to the Mount of Transfiguration, and they saw Moses and Elijah and Jesus. And, you know, the minds, the human minds, can't comprehend those things. But they focus on what they can comprehend. Oh, that was, wow, that was powerful. Let's build three booths. What are you going to build three booths for? You just experienced something awesome, and all you can think about is building a booth? You know, did you hear it thunder? They heard the voice of God, but they couldn't comprehend it. Did you hear that thunder? Our little brains cannot comprehend the things of the Spirit. That's why it's important to have the Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. Because that is how you're going to discern and understand and hear things in the Spirit and see things in the Spirit. You got to have the Spirit. And when I was, you know, we walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So I said, Lord, tell me how to walk in the Spirit. I mean, I'm a flesh woman. I mean, I have a Spirit, but it lives in my flesh body. So how do I walk in the Spirit? And that morning, here again, don't be afraid to ask God what you want to know. That morning, and when I prayed it, I had no idea he was going to show me something. I just asked a lot of questions because I want to know. And so I'm in my living room in my prayer chair, and I had an open vision. All of a sudden, I see me. I'm watching me walk across the living room. Now, in the corner, like if this square room was my living room, my prayer chair is in this corner by the window. In the caddy corner over there is our wood-burning stove. And then That is the corner of the room that looks out into the backyard, windows there. And then this corner over here goes into the hallway. So I'm seeing me walking across the living room. And the wood-burning stove wasn't there, but there were three young men standing in the corner. And they're cutting up like three young men. Well, I learned later, or I knew in a minute, that they were demons. They weren't even three young men. And see, we see people all the time. We don't know that they're full of demons, agents of Satan. And so, as I walked across the living room and got close to that corner where the wood-burning stove was, they all stopped talking. And they're looking at each other like this, and they're crouching into the corner. And I'm like, in my mind, where I walked by, what I was seeing, I heard me think, what's your problem? And I walked down and disappeared into the hallway. And they came out of the corner and they were high-fiving each other and celebrating and saying, she doesn't know. She doesn't know. And I was like, Lord. And then it all disappeared. The stove was back, you know, everything's back to normal. And I said, Lord, what does she, who is me, not know? And he said, when you walked across that room, they didn't even see you. They didn't see Carla, the flesh woman. They saw me. They saw my son, Jesus Christ. They saw the Holy Ghost. And they were horrified. He said, that's what my people don't know. And I thought, wow, that is amazing. See, we're walking through this earth. We're grocery shopping or whatever. We're minding our own business. But the demons see and they tremble. You know what happened everywhere Jesus went? The demons cried out. Don't be surprised if you're just doing your normal thing and all of a sudden the demons start crying out. And you're going to think, what's your problem? No, we shouldn't think that. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord gave me a dream one time, a crocodile dream. I don't know how many of you heard it, but in the dream, I was standing on a shore, vast water, beautiful water. Although I knew it wasn't the Gulf of Mexico. And there was a deck. The deck went out about 30 feet, across about 30 feet, back to the land about 30 feet. This is a deck, about this high off the water, about 4 feet wide, for people to walk on. There was a group of people over here on the right deck, and their backs were to me because they were looking out over there. And I was going to go join them because I'm a people person. I didn't know them, I don't think. I didn't recognize anybody. But I was going to go over there where they were. I wanted to see what they were looking at. And I'm walking down this left deck, and when I got about halfway down, the water that was inside the square, framed by the walkway, was black, oily looking, nasty, treacherous. But it was weird because it was the same water. I mean, the deck was just over the water. But right here, it was black and oily, dangerous looking. And so when I got about halfway down, this huge crocodile just slipped to the surface. All the stuff rolling off of his bumpy back and his nose. I could see his entire form. And he was pointed this way where the people were. And when I saw it, I stopped dead in my tracks because that was no normal crocodile. It represented Satan, the evil one. It represented danger. And when I saw it, I stopped and I was going to yell at the people, but before I could even open my mouth, that crocodile was up and there was a group of people and a man stood out and he was the leader. And that crocodile in one gulp ate that man and went back into the water and I'm standing here and now his head's pointing this way and he's looking at me. Those eyes. And I was like, oh my goodness. I mean, I knew it wouldn't do any good to run. I've seen the thing move supernaturally. What good would it do to scream, you know, us women? You know? Well, that wouldn't do any good either. I was terrified. I was paralyzed. I was stricken with terror for a split second. And this is a dream. This is when God was trying to show me who you are, who's in you, the power that you have. And so this crocodile looking at me, and it was like, the only way I can describe it is like, you know how a beach ball, when it's been blown up for a long time, it gets kind of limp. So you open it up and it goes like that. Well, that happened in my body. It's like I was standing there, paralyzed, terrorized. And in a split second, it was like, something came into my body. And at the moment that it happened, my arm flew out and I pointed at that thing. And I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And it turned over and it was dead. I thought, wow, that is amazing. That's what we have inside of us. Jesus said, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, that nothing by any means should hurt you. That's what we have on the inside of us. Get ready. Get ready. Don't forget this message, because the day that the demon cries out, or if you're in the mall and some maniac comes in there with a gun, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know what happens? They're bound. That's, Jesus gave us those keys to bind and loose. I bind whatsoever thing you bind on earth is bound in heaven. This is the heaven, the firmament between the ground, it says so in Genesis, the air between the ground and the sky, the heaven where God is, that's called heaven. Heaven. The firmament. That's where all this spiritual warfare is taking place. If you could see in the spirit, you would be seeing angels and demons. Yeah. Angels and demons. But we have power to bind those demons. If you have a person that gives you problems in your life, like I had an aunt that had a real strong Jezebel. She fell for my spiritual mom. She didn't know about deliverance. And I tried to explain it to her, but she didn't get it. It's a generational thing. There's very few people in their 80s, 90s that get this. It's just too far out there. And they're old. They don't want to deal with that stuff, you know. But she couldn't get it. So she's this dear, wonderful Christian woman. And then there's it. And before I would go visit her, I started, when I learned about the spirit of Jezebel, I started binding. I bind that spirit of Jezebel in her. I forbid it to operate while I'm there. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I loose upon her gentleness and kindness and love and tenderness and the opposite. Bind, loose. You can do that with your children. Your children misbehaving? Stop yelling at the kid. That's the flesh. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. It's a spirit. My little granddaughter, rebellion. I said, that's enough. I don't want you to do that anymore. She gave me a look like, I'll decide when it's enough. And I saw that look. And I tried to distract her. That's what that crocodile dream was about, by the way. Beware distraction. Can I tell you right now, let me just minimize some of y'all's problems. The devil has sent that to distract you from what you really should be doing. It's just a distraction. I bind that spirit of distraction in the name of Jesus Christ and focus on what God wants you to focus on. If he can draw you away from what God wants you to be focused on, he can eat you because you're not paying attention. Those people should have been focused on that dangerous looking water. Don't turn your back on that dangerous looking water. Think. We need to learn. We need some fighting tactics. And you know what? I don't really like to do this, but I'm going to do it because I love y'all. And I know that God has taught me how to fight the enemy effectively. And I've written a book with a friend of mine. And it's called Power Prayers, Warfare That Works. Because unless you start addressing the enemy, you're only doing half of what you need to do. Prayer is important. It's vital. but so is addressing the enemy. Prayer is talking to God. Warfare is addressing the enemy. And God's given that to you. Lord, please, take this, whatever it is, move my mountain. No, you bind it. He's given you the power over all the power of the enemy. You. It's in His Word. You either believe it or you don't. You're either going to use it or you're not. But in this day and time, you better start using it, the power that He gave you against the enemy. And He'll teach you how to do it. Ask Him, Lord, I need you to teach me how to fight. Because let me tell you, when hell came to my house, I was lame for a year and a half before God stood me up. And I don't like to fight. I never like to fight. But you're going to have to fight. This is a battle. This is not a cakewalk. It's a battle. But guess what? Jesus Christ has already gotten the victory for us. But even Paul said, I fight the good fight of faith. We have to fight. There's a fight to be fought. But He's given you the tools. He's given you the power. He's given you the permission. He's given you the commission. What are you going to do with it? That's the question. So I know y'all heard a lot this weekend. A lot. I remember the first time I came here. Man, I was so exhausted by the time I got home. It was so much to take in. But God loves you enough to bring you and to give you what you need to make it through this warfare. You are more than conquerors. Say it. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I have power over the enemy. Jesus Christ has given me power over all the power of the enemy. If you want to hear more of what He's given you, you can go to lhbconline.com. There are teachings by all the teachers who have ever been here and who come here to equip you. It says that they are given for the perfecting of the saints. These are perfecting days where we need to be perfected in order to walk the walk that He has given us to walk. God is in you. You are a vessel of the living God on this earth. Jesus Christ is in you. The Holy Ghost is in you. And then there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost that is like pouring gasoline in your gas tank. If you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, He says, if you ask for an egg, I'm not going to give you a snake. And how much more will He give you the Holy Ghost to those who ask Him? Ask Him. He wants you to have it. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of Antichrist that would try to keep God's daughters, His women, His people, His church, His body from receiving all that You have given them. I bind that Antichrist spirit. I break its power and command it to get out of you now. You go, Antichrist spirit. And I loose upon you the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. The power of God. I bind the carnal mind. And I loose upon you the mind of Christ that you receive. I activate it right now in every one of you. The mind of Christ that you received when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. It says, for ye have the mind of Christ. So the next time you're having problems, you just say, I activate the mind of Christ that I received when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. If you have confusion, who is the author of confusion? Satan, I bind that spirit of confusion and I command it to get out of me. Listen, you know, these camps are great, but you need to learn to do it for yourself. You spirit of confusion, I bind you and break your back. That's how you do it. I bind you. The angels come. Bind it up, the big chain. I break your power and command you to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. When those tormentors come to you, don't sing to it. They'll tap their foot. Listen, praise is good, worship is good, but casting out demons, he said, in my name. That's important. Cast that thing out. One day, I got up, golly, my knee. I can't really walk. I hobbled around for half a day before it came to me. You spirit in my knee that's causing this pain, I bind you and break your power. I command you to get out of my knee now in the name of Jesus. And it went. You know, sometimes they just want to bully you. They don't pick on you. You can't go to sleep at night. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over my mind. I say, peace, be still. I command you to go to sleep in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, you've got power you're not using. And guess what? God is not going to fuss at you if you use it wrong. My car would not. I just got it out of the shop. Took a lady out to eat lunch. Did the very same thing I took it to the shop for. Just hacked me off. I'm thinking, I just paid money. I said, wait a minute. I threw my hands on that dash. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take dominion over this motor that has just been fixed. And I command you to start like you're supposed to start in Jesus' name. See, I forgot myself. She didn't know anything about it. She's like, I was in a church. It was full of flies. They had a baptismal back behind me, and I know flies are an indication of, you know, evil, but I also know that they'll hatch. Flies will hatch in any water. I said, y'all need to put some Clorox in that drain. But the flies were all around me. They were trying to get in my face. And one of them landed right there. I said, I bind you to that pulpit so I can kill you. The people out there. Listen. Use it. He gave it to you.
She's telling the truth. I saw her one day in the room. She said, I command you, fly, to get on that wall because I'm going to kill you. And that fly went right there. She went,
Jerry, now keep doing it. But you know what? This is the truth. Let me tell you, when you start living in the supernatural, because you've never done it before, you don't have a lot of faith in it. Really. I had to practice it. It didn't come immediately. It is. You know why? Here's what it is. The very first time I went out and took dominion over the weather, I didn't feel very powerful. In fact, the devil will make you feel stupid. My dog came running up and sat in front of me. She's talking to me, or what? No, I didn't feel very powerful. But after a while, you hear those things. It will connect with the power of God in you. And when it does, it's like a stick of dynamite. And then your confidence is built because it will work. You just have to keep doing it. Keep doing it. That red wasp, Jerry and I were sitting there visiting, and that red wasp came really close. Remember, I used to jump up and run and scream and swat and all this stuff. And it landed on a door facing, and I took my flip-flop off. I was walking over there to kill it, and it flew off. And I said, I forgot to bind it. I said, okay. You what? I command you right here where I can reach you. And I'm going to kill you. And we sat there for a minute, and after a while, she was like, hey, well, there it is. I took my foot off. I bind you. You cannot move. Bam! Kill that red wasp. Really? Really? I want you to start doing it. Because one day it may not be a wasp. It might be a helicopter or a drone or something that needs to do you harm. I speak destruction to you in the name of Jesus. You know, we have a lot of things that we're hearing about, those chemtrails. I speak neutralization to every chemical you're dumping in Jesus' name. Hey, we got power. Start using it. Okay. So the Antichrist spirit, I bind it in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of lameness. Being speechless, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I take a muzzle off of your mouth in the name of Jesus. I take that bit out of your mouth that has closed your mouth up. I bind mental, moral, emotional affliction. Mental affliction, emotional affliction, moral affliction. The spirit of being overwhelmed, I bind you and break your power and command you to come out. Of being overcome, we are overcomers. We're not the overcomed. Say, I am an overcomer.
I
bind every spirit of being overcome, and I command it to get out in Jesus' name. All spirits of disfigurement, you have a spiritual deformity. All spiritual deformities, I bind you and break your power. Go in the name of Jesus. Even physical deformities. Do you know the gift that God has highlighted to me, jumping out of the page? The working of miracles. That is one of the gifts of God. The working of miracles. If you need a miracle, you know what? I speak a miracle to your knee, Amanda. I don't want you to have surgery. I speak healing to that knee. I command every bone. She said, what, an abnormality or a defect? I curse it in the name of Jesus Christ, and I apply the blood of Jesus to it right now, and I say, knee, be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it be when she goes back to that doctor and they take an x-ray to do the surgery. They won't even find what they were looking for. Go in the name of Jesus. Imperfections and defects. Go in the name of Jesus. Being low in spirit. Heaviness, oppression, depression, sadness, weariness, fatigue. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. I lose vitality into you. I lose vigor. I lose life. The spirit of the life in Christ Jesus. I lose it. I speak a quickening to your bodies right now. I speak to your spirit man. Wake up in the name of Jesus. I command the spirits of slumber and sleep, get out in the name of Jesus. Misery, go in the name of Jesus. All misery, go. Downheartedness, go in the name of Jesus. Spirits of despondence, go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of contrite, full of guilt or regret, I bind those spirits of guilt and regret and shame. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out. Being deprived or not having the capability to be effective, I bind that spirit and command it to get out of you now. I speak to you that everything you put your hands to shall prosper in the name of Jesus. No more being ineffective. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All halting and movement, being paralyzed, spiritually paralyzed, you go in the name of Jesus. Wavering, not being able to be certain, go in the name of Jesus. All doubt and unbelief, you get out of God's people now in the name of Jesus. I lose assurance. I lose certainty upon you. Everything that God has said is true. In the name of Jesus. I lose the spirit of truth upon you. I lose vitally active, energetic, and forcefulness upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Lacking of substance. All lack I break off of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not live in Lodabar. I break the spirit of Lodabar off of every one of you in Jesus' name. And I loose upon you the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, your inheritance. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I loose upon you material possessions. I look upon you good and well in the name of Jesus. You know what? We need money down here. We need money. It takes money to go places. It takes lots of money to make a book. I'm not a big book reader, but I am writing them. But what's the difference? And there's 40 prayers in here. And if you need to learn how to fight, this is a prayer for our nation, prayer against evil systems, prayer for your children, prayer for school children, prayer if your child is being bullied, prayer for prodigals, arrested development, healing. We're getting testimonies that are just, it's so exciting when people begin to use the power that God gave them and see a difference. When you start doing it, you will see a difference. I come against all spirits of weakness, lacking physical strength. I speak strength to your bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak energy. I bind that spirit of feebleness. I bind that spirit when you fail under pressure, when you faint, when you want to throw in a towel. I bind that quitting spirit in Jesus' name. He is faithful to finish what he has started. So I lose that spirit of finishing on you in Jesus' name. And Lord, courage, valor, strength, integrity, obedience, love, faithfulness, endurance. What do you need? What do you need? Speak it out. Boldness. Healing. I lose healing. I lose to how your spirit man had 20/20 vision. Put it in her physical body, Lord, in Jesus' name. Healing. Peace. I lose the peace of God upon you in the name of Jesus. Joy. A fresh anointing of joy. I lose a fresh anointing of joy that is your strength. Guard your joy. Guard your joy. Yes. Receive ye the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Receive ye the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Discernment. Okay. I'll help you with that one. Hebrews 4:12 says that the Word of God is alive, quick, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder, and is a discerner. You need more discernment? Read your Word. If you're full of the truth, you're not going to fall for a lie. And you're not going to fall for deception. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you have given us these things. We thank you that we have heard your Word. I lose a spirit of encouragement upon your women today. Upon everyone who ever hears this teaching, I lose encouragement. I encourage you to take up your inheritance and begin to operate in it. It's not dependent on you. You know the scriptures, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Jesus said, not all those who call Lord, Lord are going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And they shall say, but didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we heal and cast out demons and do many mighty works in your name? And he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Now, hold up. They did the work. They did the work. In Jesus' name, they did the work. Well, I have a healthy fear as a Christian, and that is the fear of being deceived. I said, whoa, Lord, wait a minute. You never knew them? How will I know then if someone comes in your name doing your work? Should I trust them? That worried me. You know what Jesus said? The works that they did had nothing to do with them. I honor my name. Remember when the disciples said, oh, we saw some that they weren't from us, and we forbade them. They were casting out demons, and we forbade them. And Jesus said, no, no. If they're not against me, they're for me. See, That brought me comfort. It has nothing to do with you. You're a vessel. Yeah, you may have made some mistakes. You may have had lots of failures, and you don't think you're worthy. Guess what? You're not. He made you worthy. Never, ever say, I'm not worthy. That's a slap. In my opinion, that is a slap in Jesus' face. He shed every drop of his blood that you could be made worthy by him. We are worthy. We are worthy in his sight. Okay? So I just love you all, and I pray that your lives were changed this weekend. We hope that you will come back again and again and again and bring some friends. And go out there and be the expression of God's glory and the vessel of Jesus Christ and God and the Holy Spirit in this earth. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I have a song that I sing. If you get tormented a lot, if you get scared, this is the one I love to sing. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider fell into the sea. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider fell into the sea. The Lord, my God, I can't get that high. My strength, my song, is now become my victory. The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, is now become my victory. The Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God. I will exalt him, the Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God. And I will exalt him. Hallelujah. By the way, they have these books here if y'all want one. Well, you'll have to see Patty. I'm not selling them.
Pray for the food.
Pray for the food. Lord, we thank you that we come to Lake Hamilton and we meet and we eat and we meet and we eat and we sleep and we meet and we eat and we pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank Rick for coming and giving his time this weekend. We bless the food. We give you thanks for it. And we thank you that it is sanctified and made holy by your word and prayer. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.